I want you to imagine the greatest year of your life. A year of perfect health, of great accomplishment, unmatched and unprecedented learning and growth, a year of achieving all your goals, a year of growing and nurturing all of your relationships, developing your relationship and closeness with Hashem, a year of financial success. But I want you to actually imagine it. I want you to try to picture it in your mind so that you actually experience it. As I'm sure you're aware, most people by now are probably smiling because it's so enjoyable to imagine and experience such a life. Every year we create these New Year's resolutions. We write down all of our goals, all the things we want to become, all the things we want to accomplish, the things we want to do. We hope that this year we'll be able to do them. We plan to be able to accomplish them. But the problem is that this year's list will probably be the same exact list that we all made last year. We're all facing probably the same exact problems, and nothing really seems to change. It seems that every year we have the same goals, and every year we come back to the same exact point. And every single year, the Yetzer Hara tells us, who are you kidding? Well, what makes you think that this year is going to be any different? What makes you think that this year you're going to accomplish any things that you want to accomplish last year? You know, we have a very similar experience when it comes to inspiration fading. You ever have this amazing experience where you see someone and you're inspired by them, someone who's great, someone who's a tremendous Talmid Chacham, someone who's healthy and amazing physical shape, who has maybe someone who has incredible relationships, maybe someone who has unbelievable midos, and you become inspired. You imagine what it would be like if you were able to achieve this greatness in your own life. But then, just a moment later, this voice pops up in the back of your head and says, you can't do that, who are you kidding? You're just normal, you've never done something like this before. No, there are great people, and there are people like you and me, people who are normal. And what happens is that this voice shuts down that inspiration. You saw this person who was so unbelievable, so extraordinary. You pictured what it would be like if you were like that. But then this voice convinces you that it's not possible, that you can't do it. Now this voice, which we can call the Yetzer Hara, we can call your lower self, it's always trying to knock us down. Think about every time you've ever sinned. What's the process of sin? Think about it. Beforehand, you sit there with total control. Then this idea or urge comes up. Comes up in the back of your mind to eat this, to look at this, to say this, to do this. And then the process begins. Because at this stage, you start to weigh your options. Your lower self, your Yetzer Hara, says, if I do this, it'll taste so good, it'll feel so good. And your higher self, your true self, your best self, your Yetzer Tov, tells you, no, this is ridiculous, it's wrong, it's destructive, this is just foolish, it's childish. I've done this before, and I hated myself afterwards. I felt disgusted, and I know that I'm feel the same exact way in 5 minutes if I do it again. This has never ended well. And the next step is that your lower self will try beginning to appeal to you again. It'll say, but think about how good it will be. You only live once. Who really cares about the consequences? How can you not do this? Then suddenly, your higher self stops giving good answers, stops giving good responses. You start to let your higher self, that voice, slip away. You start only seeing one side now. You let the desire cloud your reason and judgment. And then what happens finally is that you do the action, you violate the sin. And now, if you are watching someone do the same thing, you'd be screaming at the top of your lungs for him to stop. But you go straight ahead. And the after effect is that right afterwards, you hate yourself. You look in the mirror in disgust and promise yourself it won't ever happen again. Until next time, where the same exact process happens. I mean, think about the process of breaking a diet. Why do people break their diet? Think about it. Think about the classic case. You're on a diet and you see a plate of chocolate cake. Scrumptious, delicious chocolate cake. You tell yourself you're not going to eat it. You can't. You shouldn't. You have commitments. And then, not 2 minutes later, the plate has been licked clean. Not a single crumb is left on it. So what happened? What happens is that you had two options. To either keep your diet, which maybe you did it because you want to look good, or you want to feel good, maybe your relationship depends on it. Maybe you really care about having a healthy body and a healthy mind. But on the other hand, you have delicious food. which is nothing. It's a second of enjoyment. You don't even want to eat it. You don't want it. And when you weigh these two options, the diet, the problem is that the goal is distant. It's conceptual. And the delicious food is right there. The enjoyment is instantaneous. It's right in front of you. So your rationalization is that, oh, it'll make me happy. And I won't eat anything unhealthy tomorrow. And you know what? It'll even help me serve Hashem. It's a mitzvah to do it. And if you eat it, you don't see the consequences of your actions right away. You know, if you allow yourself to become blind to the consequences, you can push any rational consequence out of your mind so that you can indulge yourself in the enjoyment. So the Gemara refers to as ruach shtus. You lose self-control, you give away your intellect to the instant gratification. And of course, the second you finish, your intellect retains control and you want to jump out of your body so you can beat yourself up. And you're right back to that initial stage. Now, I'll give you one more case. Think about waking up in the morning, something so many people struggle with. Your alarm goes off in the morning, and you have this urge to get up. Maybe you have to go to shachar, so you have a chavrusa, you have to go to school, you have to go to work, you have to prepare the breakfast for the kids. Whatever it is, what happens next is that this voice pops up in the back of your head and says, no, don't rush. Don't do anything rash. You know, stay in bed. Right, and then this debate begins. On the one hand, you think that if I just get up, then I won't be tired anymore. I'll have a coffee, I'll splash some cold water on my face. You know, if I don't get up, now I'm going to be late. But this voice comes in back into your head and says, no, let's talk about this. Do you know what you could do with another hour of sleep today? You think you'll be late, but imagine what kind of things you can accomplish today if you just had a little more sleep, a little more energy. And then you go back, you say, okay, that may be true, but I have to get going. I have a whole day planned ahead. I have to get up now. And then the voice says, no, take it slow. Now, how long does it take? If you have a really strong yetzer, then, you know, after 2 or 3 seconds, you're right back to sleep. And if you have a little stronger resistance, then you spend the whole time debating back and forth. Should I get up? Shouldn't I get up? And you end up losing your sleep and you don't even get up. But the point is clear. We struggle when it comes to overcoming our lower self. Whether it's diet, whether it's getting up in the morning, whether it's losing inspiration, we struggle. But this year can be different. You know, there's a saying, history is being read, but it's also being written. You don't have to repeat your past. You can begin writing a new chapter in the story of your life. And this is also why the Rambam places his discussion of free will, Bechir Chavshis, in Hilchos Tshuva. Because the process of growth, of tshuva, becoming something more, requires a genuine assertion of free will. So in our next 5-minute inspiration, we're going to discuss 3 strategies on overcoming this problem of our lower self and losing that inspiration.